Way, way back in the 90s. Okay, this is the second episode of the Hijinks and Sue podcast. For this episode, we wanted to try something different. So instead of sitting in the studio and making fun of stuff, we went to a restaurant, made fun of stuff. We're at a barbecue joint called Red Hot and Blue here in Dallas. Special guests, in addition to myself, Joel, Eli, and Josh, are our good friends Allison and Denise. You can't hear them very well because the restaurant's loud and they're girls and we're extremely loud and they're quiet and dainty. And there's a lot of background noise. I apologize for that, but you know, hopefully you can make out the witty references and such. It's a train wreck. It's abysmal. And I hope to God you forgive me for this. If you don't, you know.
There he goes. Lunch casting. Bearish.
The guaranteed failure.
Right.
I wanted to try it for the horror
con.
Yeah, horror con's like 2 weeks.
But are you going to interview people dressed as monsters,
yeah,
or people that are dressing people as monsters?
It's half and half. Like, you have some people that get all into it, like Comic Con, and they'll dress up, and then there's some that are like half-ass dressed up, where they'll like have like. Like maybe like what would appear to be like a mask, but it's kind of like, no, I don't want to wear it. So they just kind of like, it's just kind of to the back, but they still might have the rubber gloves on or whatever.
Scary finger guy.
But I think what I want to do is like see them.
Hi guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. My name's Trish. I'll be right back in 2 seconds.
Thank you. Trish is generally stressed out, so that is the one. So let's.
No, this is going to be an awesome lunch.
Let's.
What, what I want to do at the horror convention, if this thing actually works, is like go up to people that are into like the horror stuff,
and then ask
them what's your favorite like love story, hoping that like their response would be like Sleepaway Camp 2, like
Sleepaway Camp 2,
you know, or something along those lines.
Oh, my favorite love story is every time people hump in a tent and then get killed.
And then you need to turn it over, and you need to read the description for Country Fried Love.
Ah, the picture won't take.
Oh, no.
Oh. Huh. I think somebody needs to read that into that.
Dude, read Pork Chop Boogaloo.
Read on your last menu. Your menu is inside the
time.
Wow.
What?
Last night, my wife, she left me after maxing out my credit cards. The only thing that soothes my soul is this juicy grilled pork chop. It doesn't even rhyme. Is it supposed to be a song?
It's a haiku.
Last night, wife left after max out cards credit. Only thing soul, pork chop grill. Lotus. Maybe at an angle I can take a picture of
this. I have to work with the Country Fried Love now. I have
just
to.
So you can say that with a straight face.
I know, that's going to be hard.
Can you say anything with a straight face?
It's impossible.
Right, that's just, there's no physics for that. I don't have to look at a menu here. I've forsaken all of their meats for their fishes.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you. You're retarded.
Plus, I'm still full from the last time we went to Green Creek, which was a month ago.
Oh, because every time the bread lady came around, you're like, oh, bread.
Give me so much bread.
Except for that one time where you're like, take care of your daughter, and you totally missed it, and I got two rolls instead.
Right. And I punched my baby.
And, like, Josh, like, jumped out of a bread roll. Like,
right.
Can I just hide in it for a minute?
I put one
it's
in
like
your pocket.
Myself and bread.
I just, like, yeah. It's like the Matrix. There's a bunch
delicious,
of like bread.
Just like eat my way out.
Peeled of bread.
Josh sees the bread basket lady coming, and he's like, "Oh, here she comes!" Starts slowly taking off his clothes. He's like,
"I'm ready."
I'm ready.
Just, for your
let me sprawl out your on the sweet, table. Your sweet breads.
Just deliver your sweet breads right to me.
I just always right wanted here. To know what it was like to be born out of like
a loaf.
A loaf. And a wedlock.
Do you have a man-sized loaf? Excuse me? A loaf of bread the size of a man that I can live in.
Do you have this? I want to be inside.
I want to be inside you. I saw a shirt.
Oh, wow.
One of the iced tea with lemon?
Sweet rose.
Unsweet?
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Diet Coke?
Sweet. guys ready?
Yep. I am. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have the catfish starter finger masking.
I'll have the country fried love.
Wait, how could you get... Wait, the country fried love or the country fried masochistic pain?
Take your pick. And it comes with two sides. I guess I'll have the mashed potatoes and the downright addictive barbecue beans.
I'll have the pulled pork sandwich, please. Memphis style?
No.
Potato salad?
Yes. Also the pulled pork with fries instead. Without the...
Hush puppies.
Oh, yeah, and hush puppies, sorry.
To remind you, it makes the meal.
Get the catfish fingers. I'll be right back.
Thank you. Memphis Wait. Style comes with a punch to the face. Here it is, and here's your Tennessee punch. Take it.
Wait, did you order catfish fingers?
Yeah. Did you not?
When do catfish? Hello.
Deep sea
when
catfish.
Chicken have fingers.
Deep sea catfish have arms and fingers and legs. Like
instead
man.
Of having the little like the little fishing thing that comes off the top of their head, they actually use a fishing rod.
Yeah.
Because they have like a hand that's up here that holds.
Plop. They sit on the edge of a dock and fish. And then they
and
look at you like I know this is ironic. Just let me fish.
Just let me have this moment.
Jesus. I did not choose this. I don't need your judgment. I'm a simple fisherman fish. Fisher fish. Fisher fish. Right. Yeah. Some huge arms. And he went, whatever I did go. The first time I saw that, I was like 9. And I was just staring mouth agape at the TV like, am I insane now? I'm not okay. I'm too young to get why this isn't funny. And I think I'm going to have bad dreams forever. But there's a bunch of boobies in this movie, so I'm going to keep going. I can make it.
Great.
I've lost my mind.
Just focus on the breasts.
But there were 70s breasts, you know, and it was like, what were they doing back then?
Not grooming?
Yeah, and not wearing
they
support.
They had hairy breasts? What do you mean?
they were like
Did they have like fresh bush?
They
something?
Were like Monchi cheese.
What?
Yeah. That's all Woodstock was, a bunch of Monchi cheese.
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
None of the Monchi cheese. Little monkeys that suck their thumbs.
What?
You don't remember what a Monchi cheese was? There was even a TV show.
We were right on the cusp of that, but yeah, it was like a 1983 show.
Monchi cheese.
They were little monkeys. They're little monkeys. There's a boy monkey and a girl monkey, and they had holes. They were making a dick suck face. They're like... And they had thumbs, and you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, you put them in.
Or their toes.
Oh, right. Were they, like, stuffed in?
But invariably, yeah, but you put their thumbs up their butt, and you're like, oh, like,
it was
that's
like,
why I'm making this face. Oh.
It was, like, the origin of the fucking Beanie Baby shit. They were, like, that big.
But there was only two of them. That's where they, you couldn't
was
catch.
Was one holding a banana?
No, but you couldn't catch them all because there was only two. That developed that hadn't been imported yet.
Catch them all.
Well, yeah, no. There was no marketing ploy behind like, forcing you to catch them all.
Hard.
They came with AIDS. That's why there were only two. It was a spread. That's what it's
right.
Called.
That's just
a
monkey. Project Zero. Patient Zero.
It was
a monkey.
Was it Project X with
Matthew Broderick?
Matthew Broderick and the whole.
The monkey that can fly a plane!
Yes! And that can die radiation poisoning right in front of you. Like,
yes. Yay. Also, saw that when I was 7 or 8. And I'm like, I love the monkey! The monkey can fly a rocket!
Why
is the monkey's hair falling out? Why is he getting slower and sadder? Why is he on the floor melting?
And you're like sitting there eating bananas and you have a bunch of monkey,
a
bunch of monkey paraphernalia, you know? Like you have like a little like thing, a little, those little like banners. It's just monkey, go monkey.
Yeah, like, I'm a fan. I did all that from the beginning of the movie to the halfway point. I've gotten all this merchandise and fandom.
Just like fucking pennants all over the place.
And I'm running Spaceship Monkey fan fiction and I'm like, I'm the biggest monkey fan. What happened? I was convinced I could grow up to be a monkey, but, like, that changed my mind. Like, new career choice. Monkeys die of radiation poisoning.
You were convinced you could devolve?
Yes. No, just that it was a career choice.
Kind of evolve yourself?
Yeah, fireman, spaceman, garbage truck, monkey.
My forehead.
Transformer, monkey. Is that a name like Clyde or something?
No, that was the one with Clint Eastwood.
Oh, that was Any Which Way But Loose.
Right.
Who was the monkey?
Parker in that movie? Who's the girl?
No, she was in Fly the Navigator. Which I watched, which we watched at your house like 3 years ago, but I watched at home about 4 days ago because it came on high def. Because if it comes on high def, I'll watch it. They're like, oh, you know, a horse taking a shit in a bucket in high def. And I'm like, yes, for an hour. Why can't it be 2 hours? So
there's so much shit.
The funny thing about, movies from the 80s, there's nothing you can do to make them not filmed on VHS. So just exploding that in the 1080i doesn't make it any better, you know? But I watched it. That movie makes no sense at all. Like, it's not even close. The spaceship turns into Pee Wee Herman halfway through, and then it is. It's Paul Rubens. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's because the spaceship picks up more Earth culture the longer
the
it's there,
brain.
And it evolves into Pee Wee Herman.
And the other thing that I really like
is the movie is about the downfall of our culture and our people.
Right.
The thing that I really like
it's
is
very clever political commentary.
No, the thing that's awesome is that in the mid-80s, everyone loved NASA. They were like, NASA, yeah! And in this movie, NASA's like the secret police. They're like, there's a spaceship that's landed. Call NASA and let their bumbling scientists take care of it. And so like what are we going to do? It's escaping. It's got lasers. It kidnapped a boy. I don't know. And like the government doesn't care at all. It's just NASA.
Let's blow up the shit out of it.
Yes. The government order comes in. It's like, you strapped a bomb to it, right? No, we've got it in a hangar and we're staring at it. No, you shoot it.
We'll drill to the center of it and take our best drillers and have them drill to the center of it.
Right.
And then plant the explosives.
We'll fly a ship to it.
While it's in the hangar. And...
Yes.
Well, there was that space
right on Sweet Tea.
Diet Coke.
And then the rest were sweet teas.
Enjoy.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but our young black waitress turned into a fat white guy. She's a metamorph.
I don't know if you noticed this.
Guys, I don't know if you caught what I just saw. Hang on. I'm going to blow your mind.
Well, that was also Space Camp.
Space Camp was such a fucking farce. There, kids, go to space camp. Holy shit, you snuck away on a space shuttle. As if, like,
that were remotely
someone
possible.
Sneezes during a shuttle launch, and they're like, abort! That guy's got a cold, everyone's gonna die. And these kids are like, tee-hee-hee! I'm hiding on the spaceship! Candy Mountain!
Do you know what that means, though?
Well, I do now.
But there was that one kid who hid inside of the igniter boost, or like the rocket boost. Like, he's like, weren't there like six of us? And like one of the kids is hiding inside of the rocket itself.
It's like, why is it getting hot? It was so great. It had me believing that I could be a karate champion. Or sneak onto a spaceship.
The 80s in general?
Yeah, the 80s movies. I mean, like, there was a core.
I thought I could play the shit out of a video game and then go to that planet.
Yes, yes. These seemed like relevant options.
I watched that in high def like a month ago.
Again,
it was awesome.
Nothing makes... Okay, first off, the flattest, sharpest spaceships ever. Like, the shiniest, flattest, cut-through brick spaceships. Like, the edges are perfect angles.
They're not the shiniest. They didn't actually have specular ones. But, like, back then, they couldn't do that.
They were like, shiny plastic glass, and they shot beams of glass.
Dude. Death Blossom. That's all that matters in that movie.
I can only imagine that working on, or that movie was, like, my whole art school experience. They're like, how long did it take to render out that one frame? 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, it's totally awesome.
And it's...
What else do we use?
It's wireframe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That whole movie was only one step above the original Star Wars arcade game.
Like, oh, yeah.
It was exactly one level better than that.
It probably, yeah. It just sad. They used that same computer to render all that. It's the one that plays chess.
Right.
People.
No, they used the War Games computer. It's like, would you like to play a game, Professor Falking? And they're like, no, how about we make a movie? Okay. Done.
The only way to win is not to win.
Finished.
Oh, chamomile.
Chamomile. And then it spits out punch cards. That turtle guy
the
holds
answer
up.
Could be A, but not B. But it could still be C, so it can't be D. Oh! Number two, pencil.
The turtle guy holds up to high def in that, mm-hmm. in Death Blossom.
Oh, that's whatever the they actually used movie. To do,
makeup,
like, real makeup.
Yeah.
Y'all ready to order?
We already have. That happened last time we were here. She doesn't work here. No, she doesn't work here at all. She just comes here and she's like, who wants to order? She goes and turns in orders in the back, and they're like, you don't work here.
Stop.
Table 5 needs bread. And they're like, you do. You need to go home. You don't exist here.
I would have been eating
because it's right there and it's done.
I know. It's like, here's a finished meal. I'll take it.
That is a pretty good. That's like, hey, why are we here? Because I didn't realize this. There's a Denny's in the parking lot. Anybody?
Thank you for that. Face.
Anybody?
I was thinking it.
Anybody? Denny's like once a year. Denny's is great, like in moderation.
It's not 2 in the morning.
And no one's drunk. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Like,
I'm not hopelessly drunk to the point that I need to have Denny's food.
Delta Burke is in the hospital.
Delta Burke? Front and siding women?
Yes.
Just tell me the black guy from that show is okay, and I'll be all right. Delta Burke is a hospital. They're conducting medical procedures in a tent made of her flesh.
It says she's being treated.
And she doesn't even notice.
She's being treated for depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, and hoarding.
Hoarding?
Hoarding.
It just says hoarding.
Cells.
Hoarding what?
Cells, flesh.
It's like plain wow.
She's like hoarding. She's a cold farmer.
Sound surprise?
Everyone gets committed for gaming felonies. They're like, he's in there for camping, OCD, spawn camping, sniping. He's an asshole.
He's a fag. He's LOL. Always
team kills all the time.
Yeah. For team kills, you're committed for a minimum 14 days. You're a danger to yourself and others. We need him for observation.
These beans are not as good as their title with their beauty.
Or are those electric bean galoos, or are those...
No, they were like simply irresistible pink beans.
Slap your mama beans.
I could very easily resist
so
these.
So good, you'll punch your grandma in the neck, beans.
Dude, my grandmother doesn't even remember my name.
I thought you were going to say my grandmother doesn't even have a neck. My grandmother was born without a neck, you son of a bitch.
Why do grandmas keep getting brought up?
Hey, let's get off grandma's, because I just got off your horse. Oh, snap. Grandma is like a default go-to when you're trashing somebody. Like that. They should do that in the Senate. Like, I will not ratify this, but your grandma's a bitch. Vote for my bill. God. It's like dig. They're like, I voted for yours. The Senate should be... They should turn the Senate legislation over to Dig and let people comment like it's all comments, like, fine. LOLs. Failed. Your bill equals fail. My bill for the win!
I hate you.
We laugh now.
That would be my write in on every vote. I'd be like, I don't care about anything.
We laugh now, but just give it a few years, and that Twitter like saying it's going to be.
No, it's going to be. There's going to be like all this serious discussion, and guys are really mad. And then like this one senator that doesn't give a shit comes in with an LOL cat, and he's like, "Oh hi guys, what going on in this forums? What going on in this threads? Oh hi, I see what you did there."
Cat is
apathetic.
What? Apathy cat
is apathetic. Voter apathy cat is apathetic. Filibuster cat is not stops talking.
Would you get the drink?
Sweetie. It's not how hands work.
I was trying to give it to her handle first.
Like trying to grab that with your pinky and your thumb upside down. Like, hang on. I have lobster claws.
Seriously, Chili's is still having a promotion.
What's that?
Oh, you weren't here for the Chili's is literally having a
bacon. Wow, we just had this conversation like yesterday or day before.
And you weren't there.
No.
Josh's like contribution to the conversation was Chili's is having like a bacon off for.
It's so good, we have to go right now. Twice.
They put like a little umbrella made of bacon in your drink. Like, there's so much bacon, I love it.
Your bacon drink?
Yeah.
Your drink is bacon. Bacon slurry.
Bacon garnish.
Your bacon drink, sir? Oh.
Yeah, they give you a bacon drink and they're like, fresh bacon bits?
Right. But they have to pour it through the bacon strainer into the glass first.
Yeah. Yeah, they give you a margarita and they dip the glass in bacon bits. Here you go.
Oh, yes.
This is like what you're going to try tonight.
Yeah,
it's going to have to be bacon and honey because it won't stick otherwise.
Josh is like, fantastic. And the great part is you can eat your glass because it's made of bacon.
It's bacon!
Okay. A general consensus, what seem to be the two main ingredients of honey mustard? Okay, go home tonight and get yourself some leftover popcorn chicken, as I did, and say, man, this would be better with honey mustard. I'll get some honey and some mustard, and I'll mix it together. What else could be in it? But, I mean, it isn't soy sauce, it's honey mustard. So get this, honey, thickness scale, it's like an 8, all right? Mustard, maybe a 3, maybe a solid 3. You mix them together, negative 70. It turns into the most viscous liquid. And I tried it, I was like, this is impossible, I'll add more honey. And the more honey I added, it was mostly honey, it turned into honey water. It was like...
Is it like hot ham
water?
It was
like hot ham water. It was like drinkable, it got clear.
Oh my god, I can't... I die on the inside every time I see that.
They chemically cancel each other out. Like, had I left it on the counter, it might have turned radioactive.
So, you poured it down the sink, and now, like, the sewer rats are going to...
I tried it. I was like, I'm going to pour some of this honey sauce water on my chicken. It was horrible. And I was like, honey mustard, what are your secrets? Teach me!
I also had some really good feedback on the podcast. She said, don't do it anymore.
Who said that? You?
I did not say that.
Thanks.
That was not what I said. I
said, seriously, don't do it.
While I was listening to it.
No, actually, it was
I had lots of feedback. None of it was dope.
She was giving me like a play-by-play of the podcast.
If you're thinking about making another podcast, don't.
Here's what not to do. So, my wife listens to it. My wife listens to it last night for the first time while I was working.
No.
And she's got headphones on. And so every time she would laugh, I would like make her stop and have her explain to me how great it was.
I'm like, such a narcissist.
I know. I'm working.
Like, I fucking love myself so much.
I'm working, and I'm like,
tell me how much
I hear like, giggle, giggle, and I'm like, what was it? Which part?
Who said it?
The Rambo part? It was me, wasn't it? There's no way it was Eli. It was me, right? Oh, God, I'm funny. Okay, go back to it. Go back so you can laugh some more. It gets better. It gets much better. Yeah. That was an exercise in narcissism.
Basically what you're saying is that this podcast is the greatest thing you've ever created.
I took better than... I took a you can't say my daughter's name on things that might go on. I have to edit that out too.
Canceled.
It's I'm gonna replace it with like Megatron. It's gonna be like better than Megatron. Did you see the picture? Oh my god. I have to send this to you, because you would have told me if you'd seen it. Someone did a really good, really detailed manga of Megatron and Optimus Prime having sex.
Oh no, I've seen that.
And the best part is at the end when they're full force doing it. Okay, they're doing it gay missionary, and they're robots. So why is that even necessary, right? Robots have assholes, apparently. So Optimus's legs are up against his chest. Megatron's going at it. And the best part is, very tiny print at the bottom says, clank, 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 clank.
Because the onomatopoeia there is really important.
Yes! Oh my god! Homomatopoeia. It was so good. I was like, man, oh man. That guy, he might have killed himself afterwards, because he's like, I can never do better than this. This is it. I've reached nirvana. It's over. You're welcome. He writes a note that says, you're welcome, internet. And he's dead.
Thanks for
P.S. Clank.
I was trying to figure out, like...
If you can subscribe, we're trying to figure out where to get it.
That Megatron and Optimus go through to figure out who's going to be top and who's going to be bottom, like, and why that even matters, because they're fucking robots.
Well, have you seen the Megatron toy from the 80s? He's obviously better endowed.
Yeah, okay.
Most of the gun is in his junk.
He's gun.
Yes. He turns into a gun and, like, Optimus grabs it and he's like...
It's like the scene from The Exorcist with the chicks like stabbing herself.
Right.
With the
claws. Let Megatron fuck you. Let Megatron fuck you.
So like when they hit like near climax, they like half transform and then transform back out. I'm so close.
Mm-mm.
But then
stop there.
Megatron just fires the gun and kills Optimus.
Yeah.
I'm so close. Boom.
Like halfway through, Optimus stops and goes, "Wait." When you turn into a gun, where does the rest of you go? I've always wondered. No, the mood's over. I've always wondered that. You're gigantic.
Well, gotta go.
Roll out. That's how he leaves. He's like, so, I don't want this to be, weird or anything. Roll out. Starscream's watching from, like, over a mountain cliff, and he's like, no! Megatron!
Yeah, I was actually thinking that Shockwave was, like, recording the whole thing the whole time.
Right. This is totally hot. I am so recording this with my tape bird assistant.
I think that image is actually part of the series. There's more than one image in that.
Oh, if I can find that, I will wallpaper my house with it.
I'll see if I may actually have it.
I'll wallpaper my nursery with it.
Really... obsessively.
I want to raise my daughter in a...
And they actually have that.
I want to raise my daughter in a tolerant world. And I want to understand that two male robots can have beautiful love. If one of them's a truck and one of them's a gun. Not if one of them's a plane. That's gross.
That's weird.
Or a dinosaur. That is gross.
I'm not that.
Look, hey guys, we are giant super intelligent robots from the future. Let's make some new giant robots, but let's make them retarded and dinosaurs. We have exactly enough brains for one robot. What are we going to do? Let's make seven.
Let's make a whole team.
Let's divide them. Let's make dangerous giant killing machines with the brains of children. Grimlock smash. That's the relationship nobody could accept. It's a human in love with a transformer. They try and kiss, and he, like, bites her in half. Like, sorry.
No, not again.
Sorry.
And then you hear Michael Bay say, like, and cut. Wow, I didn't really expect that.
Yeah, that's too bad. We need a new Ginny. They're walking through the mall, and, like, you know, it's a giant transformer, and he's ducking down. He's, like, scraping the ceiling. And she's like, what are you all staring at? Leave us alone!
We're in love! Let's just go to Hot Topic.
God.
I'm having his baby.
Oh, no. No. Don't think about that one too much. No. There's no way for that to be good. That has serious negative consequences for everyone involved. She gets pregnant by one of, like, the ones that turns into a whole city. Metroplex. She's like, I'm in love with you, Metroplex. I'm having your baby. And she explodes.
And, like, the baby transforms into the moon.
Like five cars and a spaceship fly out of her.
The baby transforms into a suburb.
Right. No, what she didn't realize is she did the entire Destructicon team and got pregnant by all of them. So a whole team comes out and forms a new robot. Yes, and I'll make the head.
Oh god.
It's like a Transformer gangbang.
Yeah. They're like a football team. She's lonely. He's like, move over, bitch. I got a bulldozer for a hand. I got a dump truck on my leg. My right fist is a backhoe. Bend over, bitch. Don't test me, bitch. I'm 10 robots.
It is hot.
It's like a dinosaur that's been printed on my $20 bill.
That's the new 20. With President Dinosaur. President Grimlock.
That's James Madison.
That's Chester A. Arthur. Chester A. Arthur's mother was a dinosaur. Bigot.
Wow.
William Howard Taft's great-grandfather was a triceratops. You're so full of hate and intolerance.
What do you have on that post-it note with my name on it?
Okay, I'll have to delete this. So I had a comic idea that you are going to get a new iPhone, and your old iPhone was going to be the brave little toaster that gets left behind with all the shitty gadgets. And you're like, he's looking at you through a window. He's looking at you through a window, and you're driving off, and you're like, new iPhone, yay! And then he turns around, and there's like all these decrepit iPods and N-gauges and shit.
I watched that movie all the time as a kid, and then went back and watched it.
I watched it like
as an adult, and I was like,
oh my god, it's still good.
This is why.
No,
I'm this way.
No, it holds up, man. Remember how like it was scary, like when they start falling over the waterfall or whatever,
and
like
he's freaking out and beating his core at the back.
Yes, he goes nuts.
Terrified.
Okay, were you not completely and utterly like his pants when they meet the new electronics, like the hi-fi system?
Yes.
And they're like, crazy. Now we're going to sing a crazy techno song.
Oh, beep, boop, 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 the toaster has that really horrifying nightmare with the clown and the bathtub.
Yes.
Ooh, I have to watch this again.
That was dramatic.
Two ingredients for every good suicide. <That's laughs>
A toaster and a nightmare and a bathtub.
Not in that order.
You grow up.
There's the guy that's dismantling the old.
Yes, and he hates them.
And you see them as, you know, characters, as people.
It's
now.
Like he's
just,
like,
dying.
It's like he's a backroom murderer at a butcher shop.
He's
the Sweeney Todd of electronic repair.
The junkyard of the giant smashing
thing. Yeah, and they sing a really, really sad song with the old cars that are.
And then when the kid drives back to the cabin and is like, where's all my stuff? And I'm like,
yeah, they're all there, like, they can't move, and they start spinning their wheels. They're like, I'm gonna die.
It's like, the song, like, has background singers that are singing Worthless the entire time.
Yes. Okay, I have to watch that tonight.
It's a great movie.
To make sure I'm still insane.
It's really messed up. It is,
and when you're a kid, you don't really realize how exactly screwed up it is. And you go back and watch it, you're like,
wow.
You're like, I was.
Sure, every cartoon of that time period was fucked up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But they were better. Okay, you know which one I couldn't watch?
Awesome.
Was The Last Unicorn. The Last Unicorn had a Satan in it that was so real that I could not watch it. I got so scared. He fights the devil. He fights the real devil. Like, not a cartoon. It's like, it's Satan. Satan shows up and he's like, I'll act this part, guys, for free.
I want to see nothing.
I want to be in this project.
I thought it was scarier when they go to that the carnival where they see all of the creatures. Or the
and which one?
Show, Last Unicorn.
Oh, I don't remember that much of it. I remember shuddering in terror behind a blanket in
and
a puddle of warm urine
with your bananas yeah. and your like monkey.
I'm like, why is this about monkeys? Even they die.
Nothing, cartoons now, anything for children, nothing can die. And all of our, like now, and all of our cartoons were like, life is hard.
Everyone was dying.
Life is sad and hard. Everyone, even when the vacuum, okay, number one, John Lovitz is in that, and he's awesome. Number two, the vacuum starts going through the thistles, and he's like he's choking to death on them. He's like,
the air conditioning unit?
He's kidding me.
He's
explodes.
He goes off on everybody and just explodes.
And then when they show up later, he's like a sad painting. Of
there's like a shot that just, he's just died. And it just sits there.
And it happens right at the start of the movie.
Like, the movie starts. Yeah, and they're all like, what should we do with his corpse?
They're crazy.
I have to watch this again. It's been so
good. His corpse is going to start to smell. We should get rid of it. It's like every cartoon in the 80s was basically a Stephen King short story.
That's about right. It's actually right.
Just replace boys and trains with, like, Hoovers and toasters. When the light guy's light goes out, it's like he loses a limb or whatever, you know? And, like,
And from then on, he's just depressed.
Yeah, he's like, I have no purpose.
Yeah.
What's life all about? I'm a light that can't... Oh, no. And John Lovitz keeps making up fake radio spots to make him feel better. Fate line! We're all gonna die! Newswire! Everyone dies. Life is hard, and then you suck and die.
There's the scene where the toaster, like they're in the forest area with all the woodland creatures, and the toaster, a flower sees itself in the toaster, and it's the only flower of its type around, and it thinks it's found another flower.
Yeah, and it rubs up against
him. Yeah, and he's like, no, I'm not a flower.
And then he goes away,
and the flower dies.
And the flower's like, lost. It's I understand it now. Dead.
I don't remember any of that.
I watched it pretty frequently.
I would not remember how terrible that was. I downloaded it and watched it last fall.
And I was like glued to the TV the whole time. And I was like, I cannot believe that this creature is that fucked up.
When
I was a kid, I was like, yay, it's an adventure.
And it's like,
no,
I'm actually sitting there.
Children about accepting death.
I'm sitting there at my TV with a toaster in my lap. And I'm like, yay, toaster! The fucked up part is I had a lamp that was identical to the lamp. Yellow, metal top, plastic base, one switch, everything. And so I did play with that. I was like, I'm lampy! I'm crash, lampy! Electricity!
The only thing I remember about that movie is the blanket. Uh-huh. The electronic blanket. And I'm like, wow! America must be so awesome!
So well as what you just did. America, land of dreams and heated blankets that can talk.
Oh man, that's so needs to be like the next comic where she's in the American Gladiator outside of her house, like, what happened? I left the heated blanket on. Like, it's burning.
She gets to America, she like comes off the boat and she's like, where are the blankets? And they're like, call the police.
Come on a boat.
Instead of like Lowe's, they're handing out heated blankets.
Right. It would have taken me like 6 months to get there.
Did you swim?
Yes.
She came on an inner tube. Over 10,000 miles of ocean.
on a little dinghy.
Josh.
Breaks me.
I like how you're the only one that objects to this idea, because we're all like, no, it's totally funny. That's a problem.
It's a boat.
Where do they keep the American heated blankets?
I wanted one, like, really bad.
Except
Alan said this is my native tongue, not English.
Seriously, go watch the Brave Little Toaster. If you haven't seen it in that long.
I am surprised there isn't an entire internet subculture based on anthropomorphic kitchen appliances. Like, people go to cons dressed as dishwashers. Like, oh, like sexy dishwashers with tails, curves, ears. Like, wait, you've done this wrong.
Oh, that's a bad hybrid subculture. Yeah.
Wait, you're doing it wrong. They get to the con, like, no, hang on, no. No, hang on.
There's just giant extension cords being drawn throughout the whole thing.
Because they have to work.
So they can keep the spin cycle going the whole time.
Yeah.
It's important.
Oh, I'm a front load. I'm a top load.
They pull back a curtain and they're like all these appliances vibrating on top of each other. There's a garbage disposal guy and he looks down, there's a hole and he's like,
oh, there's like the main tank
guy.
Put
your dick in there. That's so hot.
But I'm a washer.
That's the fanfic. Like the most erotic part of the fanfic is to fuck the garbage disposal. You have to die. Like, but it's worth it. It's meant to be.
It's jammed again. Shut it off before we blow the motor.
It's like when a fork goes in. It's like. Guy's just like a drying rack, and he's like, I'd suck. I'm horrible. Denise comes in dressed as a heated blanket. She's like, yeah, America!
You know, the best part is it never gets cold over there. It's like 70 degrees year-round, but I like watch
it. It's 70 degrees, and you have a heated blanket. You've imported for $1,000. She's like, oh, she's
oh my God, I'm sweating so much.
This is what democracy feels like. Democracy is sweaty, and it itches.
So then, like, she sweats so much that it gets on the little connector. It's like, and it just stops. It's just a blanket now.
Oh, now it's not special at all.
I have these now.
And because in my vision, Denise comes from a vigid village with dirt floors, and like, yes. so like everyone's super poor and eating dirt cakes, and Denise has this fancy like cloak made of an electric blanket, and she's like. Bow before me, dirt peasants, electric, and they're like, that could have fed a whole village for a year, Denise, damn you!
I'm just like, I'm just gonna wear
so
it.
So warm! It's the epitome of opulence because it's not even cold. She's just like, look at me, look how warm I am!
Look upon my blanket in despair!
Feast your eyes upon my great works, my blankie! And there's a kid dying of hypothermia, and they're like, if only something was instantly warm! And she's like, never!
She just unplugs it. What now?
She unplugs it from the extension cord going to America. Where the electricity is.
Or that, or some kid's riding a bike trying to make energy.
Yes. There's a bike generator.
Pedal faster!
Pedal one, Pedro! Pedal faster!
I felt a chill.
Pedro? Dying. I don't understand where she's from. The end. Thanks for tuning in to Lunchcast, everybody. Oh my God.